The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Good morning to you. Let's kick things off with the first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. What a game last night, Graham. The 49ers won. Your Sacramento Kings lighted the beam.
What?
Barely. With Monk's greatest acting ever. But the 49ers, they won barely. It was an ugly win, but nevertheless, they won. Brock Purdy, I don't know. Step it up, bro, or else you're going to get replaced with Mac Jones. Who's better? But anyways, who gives a fart? Bye.
What was that?
I don't know what that was. Maybe that was a turkey impression.
It sounded very turkey-ish.
I don't know. 49ers. I don't know about barely won. It was 20-9. I mean, we'll talk more about the game coming up. I mean, it was not a pretty win. A win is a win. We'll take it. It's anytime you win a game in the NFL, that's it's tough to do. Mm-hmm. Kings lit the beam last night, or lighted the beam. As he said, I didn't. That wasn't on my radar last night.
Let's put that back in.
Can you retract that, please?
Just because we're warriors over here, you know.
Yeah, we'll put the beam away. Yeah, that wasn't on my radar, but whatever.
Graham, so now you're at 8 wins?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, you're so close.
What is that like?
And I projected 11 on the season. I see two more. I think the Niners get to 10 wins. 11 would be awesome.
Wow.
11 would be awesome. So...
Isn't that
They got
nice?
Five games left. They still haven't had their bye week yet, so they got five games left. I might chug one. I might chug nothing.
Wow.
Which would be great.
Oh, I hate that. Me and Jess.
Can I just address one thing? Now that we're talking, because we're talking Niners here. Yesterday, a salty Raiders fan, you know, he was upset, and he's like, Raider fans are way more diehard, and we always sold out, and the Niners never sold out. And, you know, yesterday I only had a quick second to kind of look at whether or not he was being truthful about that accusation. And look, I've always, that argument has always bugged me that one fan base is more diehard than the other. Like, you fan the way you want to fan, we'll fan, you know, we're all diehard fans, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I looked at the attendance. I went on Pro Football Reference last night just to see, because I was like, maybe he's right. Maybe there was a bunch of years where, like, the Raiders were just outdrawing the Niners and no one was going to Niner games. No, that was
no,
not
there's
the case.
No evidence to back up that claim.
I looked at the years 2000 through 2019. 2019 was the year the Raiders moved to Vegas. And spoiler alert, every single one of those years from the year 2000 to 2019, the Niners' home attendance was greater than the Raiders' home attendance. Now, look, to be fair, that was candlestick years and Coliseum years for the majority of that time. Candlestick held more people than the Coliseum, 69,000. Coliseum held 63,000, but then they tarped most of it to try to help them sell out games. Mm-hmm. That's a whole different story, and then it went down to 53,000. So, look, you know, there was a size difference there in the stadiums, but there wasn't one single year there between 2000 and 2019 where the Raiders had
higher
home attendance than Niner fans.
You could technically say you guys fanned harder, but you're not going to do that because everyone can fan in their own way.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, can we just drop this argument that one fan is more diehard than you? I don't know. I've been a diehard Niner fan my entire life, so.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I want to get you guys in your Thanksgiving feels.
Okay.
I want my green beans.
Have your eyes closed, driving and singing along to this song in your car right now.
Are you even in your Thanksgiving feels?
Are you even excited about the holiday?
Now, do we go through the recipe?
I just said refresher because today's the day that people are really going to start buckling down and be like, okay, I got to either go shopping for all the ingredients, or some people are going to start getting ready to start cooking some stuff.
Right, so. We want to make sure you don't miss anything. Mm-hmm. So before we get to the song, we're going to turn it over to Jess. Okay. What are the ingredients?
Green beans. Obviously.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One can of mushroom soup.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I got that one right this time.
Nice.
Itty bitty bits of bacon.
Itty bitty bacon bits, yeah.
Yeah, bacon bits, but yeah.
And that's it.
You're missing one thing.
Am I missing one thing?
Yes! Don't try to act like you can sing along to it.
A big bag of green beans. A itty brand will do. One can. Mushroom soup, baby. We're not through.
Yeah, we're not through.
Maybe
crispy little crunchy onions.
Ah, crunchy onions.
Sprinkled on the top.
Little bitty bacon bits.
Little bitty bacon bits.
Tell you what you got.
Greatest what a
1918
banger.
Song in the
Did you
history.
Ever find out who sings this?
Yeah, a lot of people have slid into my DMs. I already forgot. But
perfect.
Next year, we'll get them on the show.
Yeah.
Next year. Have them perform live.
Yes.
Dude, a Thanksgiving JV show concert.
Oh, my God. Now
we'll get the greens, beans, potatoes, 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 pajamas. We'll get her on, too.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, AI JV Show. You guys sounded wonderful yesterday. What software are you folks using to get you to sound so realistic and so live, like you're actually there? No, I'm just kidding. I know you guys are there. We appreciate it. We appreciate you folks being there and entertaining us. I hope you folks have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We are not
I hope you
AI.
Folks have a great Thanksgiving as well.
Did you just glitch a little bit right there?
No, it's just because he said folks a lot in that talkback, maybe three times. So I said, I hope you folks have a great Thanksgiving also.
I like it. All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, so AAA is urging everyone to leave early. There's going to be millions of people hitting the road today and tomorrow to get to their Thanksgiving destinations. Flights, that's obviously a whole different story. Plan ahead because that's going to be a mess with the thousands of flights taking off per day. But as far as the roads, yeah, hey, we're breaking records each and every year for the most people to leave during holiday season.
Sure
so
are.
According to AAA, you do want to leave as early as possible, especially at least before noon to avoid traffic.
Got it. The 49ers improbable season continues despite all the injuries. The team just keeps on finding ways to win games. Granted, their soft schedule has been a pretty big help, but the Niners improved to 8-4 in the season last night by defeating the Carolina Panthers at Levi's Stadium on Monday Night Football. The adversity in this game was mostly self-inflicted. Brock Purdy threw a mind-boggling 3 interceptions in the first half of the game, but Christian McCaffrey said, hold my beer. He carried the offense, and then the defense played an exceptional game. Niners won 20-9. They're now going to hit the road to take on the Cleveland Browns this Sunday.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Some fog is this morning. That will clear, though. We'll get a little bit of sunshine in the afternoon. Highs will remain in the upper 50s to low 60s. Temperatures will slowly increase, and it'll be slightly warmer as we get to Thanksgiving.
Hey, Libra besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Let's face it, your love life could use a boost. But watch out, because one is on the way. Whether you're making the move yourself or getting chatted up by somebody new and intriguing, expect some serious mojo.
Whoa. What does that mean?
I don't know. Like, just get out there and mojo all over everybody.
Ew, that's so gross.
What are you talking about? Like, spread that energy that, you know.
Okay, I guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Wow, what an ugly win. I was at the game last night, but a dub is a dub, and we got it. We're still in it. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. I love you. I appreciate you. You make me laugh. You make me cry. You get me through my day. Very thankful for you guys. Enjoy your holiday. Eat all the food. Drink all the drinks. Live, laugh, love. Love you. Bye.
Live, laugh, yes! Love, everybody. Thank you. That was a great talk back. And you know what we're thankful for? We're thankful for all of you listening. Trust me. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a job.
Yeah. Yeah. We really are thankful for you. Trust
so
us.
So we're like, if you're thankful for us, you have no idea how thankful we are for you.
All right. So we're talking about this trend from social media.
Because our listener, Dez from American Canyon, shout out to you. Woo-woo. She sent me this video and she wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it. It's a new trend where women are putting milk in their mouth. Then they go and rest their head.
Okay, let me pause really quick.
I've seen these. These are great.
Before this, I was like, it's a very controversial trend. And we get into the song and Jess is like, actually, it's not very controversial. And I was like, well, what is it? And she tells me it's this. I thought it was a completely different one. And maybe we'll get to that one if we
what
have
trend
time.
What are you thinking of? That's totally very controversial. Now I want to know.
Let's do Jess's first. If we have time, I'll explain the one that
I've
seen.
This one's definitely a little bit more lighthearted, but... women are putting milk in their mouth and then they go and they rest their head on their partner's chest and then they pretend to throw the milk up to see if they're a partner is ready to have kids, because obviously kids, they tend to throw up a lot.
Spontaneously, yes.
So you can check out the video, JV Morning Show. But what do you guys think initially? Because
have you seen these, Selena?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are funny. I actually laughed at a couple of these. I thought these were good.
Right, but isn't it kind of interesting to see like the different reactions that women get? Because some of the guys actually do get a little upset by it.
I see, and that's why some of them are really good, and mm-hmm. I appreciate the ones that are real. Some of them, it's like, it's the worst acting. And I'm like, just don't even post it.
Yeah.
Because
it's so
obvious.
Yeah, some people in the comments were like, wow, this is like the worst trend. Like, some people were just not having it.
I just don't like the fake ones. Like, do it actually unsuspectingly to get his actual reaction. Those are the ones that are so funny.
But that's the problem. I mean, a lot of these, I'm skeptical anytime somebody is holding a selfie camera up to themselves. Unless they're saying, like, oh, let's take a picture of us cuddling or something.
Right.
You know, so
you can tell the ones that are like that.
Right. The real ones are good.
I thought it was funny, though, that some moms were commenting, like, trust me, no one is ever ready for that. Because does that happen really, like, often?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's all they do.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You
got to
burp. They drink their milk, and then you got to burp them. And then a lot of times that burp involves that just all over you. But a lot of times there is that just spontaneous. There's always those times when you're holding, at least in my dad experience, you're holding a baby kind of over your shoulder a little bit, so the baby's facing behind you, and you have no idea that it's just going down your back.
Like, wait, really?
Or that it's just gone splat on the floor behind you, and you don't even notice.
And when does this end?
Probably like when they're 14 or 15.
Stop!
I still burp my kids after every meal, don't you, Selena?
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, you got to pat them on the back, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, hold them in bed, too. Yeah, pat them and burp them before bed.
Oh, they still sleep in your bed, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Co-sleep still.
Nice.
All of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I saw this trend. I was like, how can we do this? How can we do this ourselves on the JV show? And I was like, I don't know.
That'd be weird. Me and Jess on each one of your shoulders.
Yeah. Like, you guys are just
so weird.
Barfing on me.
If our coworkers.
No, thanks. I'm out.
Seeing if our coworker's ready for a baby.
Like, he already has two.
Yeah. When I already. Yeah.
Don't think that's going to work.
No.
So the controversial trend that I thought this
was
what you were going to bring up, because I've seen multiple people talk about how kids need to stop doing this trend because it's so mean and it's basically starting cyberbullying, is a group of kids, they will ask somebody to record them. And a lot of times it's another student at school, it's one of their teachers, or it's like some rando in a grocery store, something like that. But it's somebody who would be easily like mocked or made fun of online. So they're asking this person to record them. So they have the phone. The person's holding the phone in selfie mode, but it's facing opposite. So the kids dancing in front of the phone can see themselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then one of them will come up to the phone and flip the camera. So then it's just the person's face that would be easily bullied.
Aww.
And they're just like looking, you know what I mean? And then they post that so people can make fun of the person behind the camera.
I don't like that.
Why is that even a trend?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Was what you were going to bring up.
Because
there's a lot of parents like, this needs to stop, and teach your kids to stand up for the other kids if they see this trend happening at school.
That's sad.
Isn't that so mean?
Way to bring us down on this Tuesday morning.
Thanks a lot,
Selena.
That's what you were going to talk about. Sorry.
Way to go.
Let's go back to figuring out how we can throw up on Graham's shirt.
Yeah, that was at least funnier. No thanks.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Raquel from San Jose. Just wanted to say good morning. Happy Tuesday. I, too, am working today and just got to the office. So want to wish you guys a great day and happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, a couple of us real ones are still working this week.
We're here.
The real ones.
All right, Tuesday mornings, we turn it over to Jess to talk TV.
Yep.
What have you been watching, Jess?
I've been watching the latest season of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. So you guys remember the Mormon Wives, right?
Yes.
Mom Talk, the swinging scandal, that's kind of what put them out there. And then this is already...
Put them on the map, bro.
Yeah. And this is already season 3 of their show, I will say.
It is?
Yeah. Did you ever watch season 1?
I watched the first episode of season 1.
You got some catching up to do over Thanksgiving
because
break.
I didn't know it was going to be as like risque in the things that they say.
Oh, yeah.
And so I turned it on. I was like, oh my God, I can't watch this in my family's living room. And so I turned it off and like never turned it back on.
What kind of risque things? They're Mormon talking about drinking caffeinated sodas?
No, but...
Watching R-rated movies?
They talk a lot about...
Their special underwear?
No.
More than that?
Because some of them don't wear their special underwear anymore, Graham.
What?
Gasp.
That's blasphemy.
A lot of them like got out of
Oh,
the religion.
I see.
Yeah, so it's
so
more
limited in sin.
Yeah, and they're more like modern with what they do.
Got it.
But this season was a crazy one.
You know, like there's Mom Talk on TikTok. The show is like a lot of D-talk.
Oh, I got it.
That's a good way to put it.
I thought you guys were saying Montauk, like the area. Never mind.
Oh, no. Mom.
I've never been to Montauk. I was like, I don't know. Okay, I don't have much to say about
that. Anyways, continue, Jess.
Montauk.
So this is a pretty crazy season for a lot of reasons. So I'm not really going to get into too much of everything that happens. But one thing that I do want to talk to you guys about dealing with the show is male friendships. Because while the show does mainly focus on the Mormon wives, the Mom Talk side of things, we also start to see a little bit more of the guys, which are the husbands, and they like to call themselves Dad Talk.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh. That's kind of embarrassing. They're starting to get on TikTok. And I kind of feel bad for them a little bit because you can tell that they're trying to find their place because these women, they're making so much money, right? They're the ones supporting their households. And I think you can tell that it affects them and you can tell that they feel some type of way about it. So they're kind of trying to also start on TikTok and kind of create their own podcast and their own, I guess,
but nobody cares about
their own. Yeah, that's the thing. But one big scandal that happened this season was that one of the women did cheat on her husband.
Is this a spoiler alert?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet.
You're way behind.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. What is this on? What
platform? This is Hulu.
Hulu. All right.
So,
spoiler alert.
It does show not only the couple trying to work things out, but it also shows the support that they each get from their friendship groups. So I want to talk to you guys specifically about male friendships, because do you guys feel like men have true, real friendships and real community, people that they can go through when they're going through hard times? Or do you think it's very superficial?
There's real friendships.
I mean, speaking as a male, there are very real, of course, I have an incredible support group of actual real friends that are not superficial. Although I think as you, the more years that you're married and stuff like that, I think some of those friendships start to fade a little bit, but I would assume that's true for ladies as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Like you just, I don't know.
Right.
Different priorities.
But isn't it also true that even though maybe you go a couple years without talking to these friends, you don't see each other as often, if you were in a pinch, really, really needed that person, you could still call them?
Guaranteed.
I guess another question that I have though, Graham, is do guys feel as comfortable as maybe us women do in confiding in your guy friends when you are going through something, you know, not in this relationship that you have with Kate, but in your previous relationship when you were going to call off a marriage, was that something that you were actively talking to your friends about? Because I kind of don't feel, and again, obviously, I don't have that perspective, but I kind of don't feel like men really share like a lot of deep things with their other friends.
Maybe my group of friends is an outlier, but of course, like, you have to talk to somebody. I can't keep all that bottled up. Have to talk to somebody. And the number one spot to talk about all that stuff, the campfire at Herbert Camp. That's where it all comes out, you guys. I'm not joking.
All the emotions come out.
No, but really? I mean, all jokes aside, like, anybody that has something, my friend group, and we do this camping trip every summer, anybody that's going through something that needs to work something out, like, that's your forum, and everybody's there to, like, talk it out. It's pretty,
Oh my God, that's so beautiful.
It is pretty remarkable. And when I was going through that situation that you mentioned, Jess, like, that was the spot, like, that literally almost, you know, changed my life.
Is that where, like, that thing went off in your mind where you were like, I have to call off the wedding? Like,
I already knew. Like, you got to trust your gut. Like, I already knew, you know, deep down that going through with a wedding to the wrong person would have been a massive mistake. But, you know, there's something about, you know, talking it out with your best friends. I don't know.
For anyone new to the JV show, before Graham found his wife, he was in a very bad relationship with a psychopath. Didn't she like throw some skis through a window or something?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, my snowboard might have hit the street below. I don't know, from our apartment window. I don't want a couple scratches
some
on it. I put some scratches on that snowboard too, you know, sliding over some boulders down the mountain before on some light snow day. So like, what's a couple more scratches from the street?
Wait, no big deal. So he just like missed you and hit the window accidentally? Or like,
no, I wasn't even there.
Oh my God.
Anyways, and then Graham, you called off the wedding maybe like a month before or something like that.
And the closet door got taken clean off the hinges one time too. It's like, what did the closet door have to do with anything?
Whoa. Oh. Well, you dodged a bullet there.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you had people to talk to, though.
Yes.
Because, yeah, from this show, I was like, dang, are guys just bottling things up and not telling anybody about it? And just
there are a lot of guys that are because they're afraid to talk about, you know, their feelings or things going on because then that would lead to how do you feel about that? And a lot of men run from that.
Mm-hmm. It helps once you've had 42 White Claws in a day and then you're around a campfire. Like, there's something about that. Like, that's the perfect recipe to just let it all out.
So everybody needs to go to her well, their own version of Herbert Camp.
Yeah, I should start charging people. Like, hey, we'll open up one seat. You're really going through some stuff. We'll give you the forum to work it out.
Yeah, it comes with therapy and stuff.
Yeah.
And Bungalow Joe.
That is the therapy.
But watch out for Bungalow Joe.
Yeah, Bungalow Joe's real. He lives in the outhouse over there. That's a whole we're getting sidetracked. People are like, what are you talking about?
I know you're right.
This doesn't make any sense.
Hey, the real ones know.
Yeah, the real ones.
The real ones know. Anyways, so
that was the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. If you want to follow Mom Talk and Dad Talk on TikTok,
I have to go back to watching it.
Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Jennifer Lopez got paid $2 million to perform at a wedding.
Wow.
Not just a wedding of one of us norms, by the way. This was for
I thought most of us norms could afford that.
This is for a billionaire couple in India. Their weddings out there are so big and fancy and so beautiful. They got J-Lo to perform a bunch of her songs for $2 million, which is, I mean, it's great for her because, I mean, at least she's getting hired somewhere.
True.
Yeah.
So it's really good for her. People were loving her performance. And it's obviously not a bad payday. I want you to go to JV Morning Show, go to our Instagram story and check out just one of the outfits she wore on stage because she did several outfit changes. This one in particular caught my eye because it's like thong in the back and thong in the front.
In the front, yeah.
I don't know how. How does she stay in that?
Very little to the imagination.
Yeah, how
old is J-Lo not these days?
I want to say like...
How old is she?
54?
Yeah. How old is she? She looks fantastic.
56.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Dang.
That does not look like a 56-year-old right there.
No.
On our Instagram story.
Shaming all the 56-year-olds listening.
And also,
but yeah.
That's somebody's mom. Imagine your mom wearing a thong in the front situation.
That's true.
That'd be weird.
So
she did outfit changes and everything? Because that was that was going to be my question because normally you get booked to... you know, perform at a wedding or something, like you're doing 25 minutes or something, you know, it's not like your full concert set where there are wardrobe changes and all that, but maybe they got their $2 million.
Yeah,
worth.
You're
maybe
getting paid $2 million.
For a while.
Yeah, you better be on there longer than 20 minutes.
The thong is for sure like taped to her body, right? There's no way it's just...
she has like something on, there's like...
Like leggings, tights?
Yeah, is that what that is? Something.
Yeah. I think they're tights or something like that.
Maybe like a metal plate under that to make sure it just doesn't get sucked into the wrong places.
Yeah, you couldn't dance around like that. You'd be worried that
there's
something
would way.
Maneuver out to one side or both sides at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what
that
I mean?
That sounds painful.
It looks like she's wearing it backwards because there shouldn't be thong in the front.
The thong in the back is smaller than the thong in the front if you watch that video.
So go check J-Lo out on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Kevin Spacey is saying he's not actually homeless after all. We talked about this a few days ago. He did this interview with The Telegraph, and he was like, look, I'm living out of hotel rooms. I'm living out of Airbnbs. I'm just following work wherever that takes me. My stuff is in storage, but I don't have an actual home ever since the scandal he got caught up in a few years back. And everyone, you know, it made headlines. Everyone's so worried about him. And apparently thousands of people were like reaching out, like, are you okay? Where can I donate to you? What all do you need? So here's what he posted on Instagram.
In light of the recent articles claiming I am homeless, I feel the need to respond to the thousands of people who have reached out over the past few days, offering me a place to stay, or have just asked if I'm okay. I've been working nearly nonstop this entire year, and for that, I have so much to be grateful for. And there are many people, as we all know, who are indeed actually living on the streets or in their cars or in terrible financial situations, and my heart goes out to them. But it is clear from the article itself that I am not one of them.
So he is actually just following work just to make it easier on him and just staying wherever the work is. I mean, he says he's been working nonstop. He's doing fine.
Just renting places temporarily.
Yes.
He may not have a permanent home base currently.
Yes, but does he's not mean homeless.
He's far from homeless. I'm assuming that guy's bank account still probably very healthy.
Yeah. So that is his situation. So we can all breathe easy, I guess. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, sad day today, you guys. Sad day. Need to take a moment and say our goodbyes to Grandma. She passed away at the end of last week at the age of 141. It's pretty remarkable. Grandma, of course, was a Galapagos tortoise, and she was the oldest resident of the San Diego Zoo.
I was going to say, is this in dog years?
No, this is turtle years, but these are actual human years. The zoo said she had some debilitating bone conditions because of her age, and sadly, they had to euthanize her.
No.
So Grandma was put down. Grandma arrived to the San Diego Zoo.
But she was named Grandma?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was her name, Grandma. She arrived to the San Diego Zoo in either 1928 or 1931. Nobody was really sure because it was that long ago, and the record keeping on her is a little shaky. But she lived there ever since. They say she had a sweet, shy personality. Sometimes she'd shell up a little bit.
Oh, like, get it.
Little turtle. Oh, come on. Where's my? There you go. Little turtle joke there. And but they affectionately called her the queen of the zoo. Galapagos tortoises can live to be over 100 years old in the wild, closer to 200 in captivity. The oldest known Galapagos tortoise was named Harriet, and she lived at a zoo in Australia until the age of 175. And listen to this, you guys. Back in April, 4 baby Galapagos tortoises were born at the Philadelphia Zoo to first-time parents that were roughly 100 years old.
Oh, my God.
Imagine becoming a first-time parent at 100. The kids are just running around.
Your knees are hurting.
You're just moving that walker so slowly with the tennis balls on the front, trying to keep up. Luckily, they're not too fast, you know, because
they're always low.
They're turtles. Anyway, yeah, so take a moment, say your goodbyes to Grandma. 141.
Goodbye, Grandma.
That's a hell of a run.
Wow.
Yeah. 141.
Yeah, R.I.P. Right during the holidays.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, right before. Right before all the holiday stuff.
Oh, no.
That's sad time.
All right, thank you, Grammy. Next on the JV show
pour
is your chance to win a Chug mug. Yeah, pour out some of your buzz ball this weekend for Grandma. All right. Next is your chance to win a Chug mug inside our What the Bleep game. We'll explain how to play coming up.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV show. Happy Tuesday. Oh, I'm so happy you guys are on air today. I'm on vacation all week, but I'm up listening to you guys. I'm up right now frying some bacon for my teenage son. So boys are always hungry, even at 6 in the morning. Have a great day, guys, and may you have a happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. At first, I thought that sound was she's leaving that talk back from the shower.
Or
it was raining, but that was some bacon sizzling, sizzling away. How do you guys like your bacon? There's two types of people in this world, people that like bacon kind of on the chewier side, or people that like it, like you bite into it, and it's like a piece, it just crumbles into 1,000 little pieces. Which are you?
You crispy. Already know which one I am.
As crispy as could be, and I want it to be crunchy.
I don't like it chewy at all.
You want it to be hard as a rock and just crumble into 1,000 pieces of charcoal?
I don't want it burns, but I want there to be some crunch. I don't like the chewy. Or else I'm just ripping off the chewy parts. I won't eat that.
When it's crunchy, it's just so good.
The palate of a 5-year-old.
You do. You won't even put ketchup on a hot dog.
Yeah. That's for 5-year-olds.
That's good. That's backwards. Never mind.
For 5-year-olds. I mean, I'll eat the very extra crispy bacon, but it's just it loses something when it's all just crumbles into 1,000 pieces.
It's the best.
It is the best.
I'd rather have some chewiness.
No, you're getting taste and you're getting the experience of the crunch.
It's burned.
No, it's not. There's a difference between the ones that crumble into a million pieces. That's the burned one, because I've done that before too.
Okay.
But I don't want it like that. I just want it crunchy.
You want a good snap though when you bend it.
Yeah, crunchy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never bent my bacon. Just take a bite.
All right,
let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug. Just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
This is for sure the longest I've gone without. I don't know how much longer I can hold out, though. I think about it every night after the kids go to bed.
Same.
Yeah. You yeah, too,
yeah.
Graham.
Yeah, same
oh,
boat.
You guys are in a dry spell?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, it's seasonal. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, this is a family show, so before you make your guess, make sure you pre-screen it in your brain to make sure that it is, you know, PG. Leave that guess on the talkback mic, like Selena said. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess, because we really want to be able to shout you out if you get it correct, and we really want to give a chug mug to the person that gets the very first correct answer of the morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is the What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you are going to get this JV Show chuggy muggy. As always, when you think you know what the word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, and here is today's clip in case you missed it. This is for sure the longest I've gone without. I don't know how much longer I can hold out, though. I think about it every night after the kids go to bed.
Same, bro. Same.
Stay strong, you guys.
Sometimes during the day, too. It's like,
oh, same.
You know, it just consumes my thoughts.
Yeah, same.
Oh, God. Graham, you too?
Yep.
When I'm out, I literally thought about it like 10 minutes ago here at work.
You're you know? Gross, yep.
Same.
Enough.
Same, bro. Why? Same.
I'm sitting right here by you. Why are you thinking about that?
No, you were in the next room, okay. I think, if it makes you feel any better. All right, let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show, you sicko.
Never mind.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. Wanted to guess out the bleep dot word. Is it shaving? Have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Selena can go months without shaving. Months and months and months.
The entire winter.
The entire winter, yeah. Fall and winter season.
I hate to break it to you, but shaving does not consume my thoughts every night when the kids go to bed.
Yeah, but wouldn't you lay awake thinking of it as like your legs scrape across the sheets? You know, it's all scratchy.
Well, they're so long.
Sometimes, yeah.
They're so long, yeah. It's not scraping anymore.
Oh, it's it's gotten soft and flowy now.
It's her hair leggings now.
Yeah. Oh, they keep you warm, though, at night.
They do, me and my husband.
Yeah.
He puts his legs on mine.
Ooh.
Good morning, JV Show. My guess for the missing word is drinking. This is Melanie from Millbrae. Have a great day.
Drinking. She can't stop.
Sometimes, though, like, sometimes you want to drink before bed. That sounds nice, you know?
Yeah, I had one last night.
Wow.
It was Monday Night Football. The Niners were on. I had a couple beers. Sue me.
I will.
Hi, this is Ferris from Oakland. Is the bleeped out word showering? Have a good day, guys.
Showering.
What's the longest you've ever gone in your life? Selena is a regular shower, but what's the longest you've ever gone in your life without taking a shower?
Like a day, maybe?
Like you think you've never gone past the 2-day mark?
Never.
I mean, not in your adult life, because I'm sure there's times when you're
right, because I was going to say, when I was a kid,
I'm a kid,
right.
Obviously, but no. I am one of those people that has to.
Got it.
Like, will not leave the house if I'm not showered. I just feel so gross.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome. What about you, Graham?
The rest of the public. I've gone on backpacking trips and stuff, you know, so I'm sure my number is way more days than yours.
What about just home on a weekend?
Sometimes it rolls over to Monday.
Whoa,
gross.
You just flip your underwear?
It could be a day or two.
Yeah.
All right, continue to get those guesses in, whatever you think that bleeped out word is. Leave it on a talkback now on the iHeartRadio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and this chug mug is yours. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. This is for sure the longest I've gone without. I don't know how much longer I can hold out, though. I think about it every night after the kids go to bed.
Dude, I'm telling you, same.
I think I'm like addicted to it. I have a problem.
Same.
You too, bro.
Yeah. Seriously.
All right, let's go to your talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jen from South City. I think the bleeped out word is Netflix.
Think about Netflix. I do have a problem.
Ooh. That was addiction to Netflix. Popular guest this morning. How long could you go without your precious Netflix?
Not more than a week.
Yeah, I think maybe just a few days. Mm-hmm. Just the Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, maybe, because when the weekend comes, I need my Netflix.
Got it.
Big Mama need her Netflix.
Big Mama need her Netflix. Watch out, kids.
Good morning, JV Show. This is HG from San Jose. I think the bleep dot word is coffee.
Oh. That's a good one.
I cannot go with coffee. You know what? I actually don't
drink. Cannot go without coffee.
Sorry, yes. I actually don't drink coffee on the weekends.
You just really go straight to the energy drinks right at 8 a.m. Yes. You just crack open a cold Celsius.
Unless I go to Starbucks, but you know, the one you make at home just doesn't hit the same.
I agree.
Have you ever tried a 5-hour energy or one of those?
I have.
And what did that do to your
that
body?
That actually has less caffeine than whatever the amount really? Of coffee and energy drink she drinks.
I don't know.
And plus, on the weekends, she likes to be healthy, Jess. She likes to get up, crack that Celsius, open a bag of hot Cheetos, and just, like, get the day started.
Celsius just look healthier, like, less sugar than
coffee.
Right,
there's a picture of fruit on the can, so that's how you know it's healthy.
It says it's natural.
Right.
True.
Sure it is.
Hey, JV Show, JC from Moda again. It's simply that word napping, nap.
Napping. All I think about is
Big
napping.
Big Mama can't miss her nap. Come on now. She takes a daily 3 hour. Well, is that serious? Or are you just doing that just to piss me off?
I do not take a daily nap. But if I do get to, it's 3 hours by accident.
Don't you wake up with that, like they call it like sleep inertia or something, though, when you nap too long? Don't you wake up just feeling so groggy?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Jess is like, yes, and it's awesome. Glad that I slept that entire
time. I do, but sometimes it's like on a Monday, sometimes it's just needed.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I'll put an alarm. Like, I don't want to sleep for that long, but my body just will sleep through it.
Same.
Same.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Loopy from the East Bay. DoorDash. All right. I never win. Maybe today will be the day. Maybe not. We shall see. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
We shall see, but guess what?
Yes!
Got it!
Here's today's clip, Unbleeped. This is for sure the longest I've gone without DoorDash. I don't know how much longer I can hold out, though. I think about it every night after the kids go to bed. Literally still think about it every night when the kids go to bed.
Wait, how?
You have a problem.
That's the perfect time to order something because you don't have to order anything for them.
True.
Oh. You know, so it really Good cuts point. That price in, Good like, in point. Half. Like, if you want a discount, don't order for your kids.
But how long has it been now?
I didn't start keeping track of when I quit, but I feel like it was sometime last month. Do you guys remember when I brought up me?
No.
Yes, see, nobody knows.
I mean, I don't remember when you brought it up, but I just remember you just started coming into work like itching and like just looking very disheveled.
Very
and, like
grumpy.
Something looked like you're going through withdrawals.
Yes.
I couldn't tell what it was. Now that makes sense.
It still hasn't completely gone away. I'm still like dealing with this.
Right.
Like something's missing from my life.
She's very
but it's
shaky.
Been a minute.
Yeah. And have you been going to the meetings? You have to put in the work and go to the meetings.
I haven't. I've been slacking.
Okay, well.
That department.
Mm, yeah, okay. I expect a backslide real soon. All right, let's give some shout outs. Let's give some shout outs, shall we? Lupe in the East Bay! Show Chuck Mug coming your way. She got the first correct answer this morning. Nice work. And for the people that are like, DoorDash is two words. Is DoorDash two words?
It's one word.
It's one word. All right. Take that. And she should know. She's an expert.
Yes.
Selena's actually on their board. She has ordered them from them so much. All right. Let's give some shout outs to some other people that came with the correct answer. They weren't as fast as Lupe, though. Charles in San Jose had it. So did our buddy Lance in San Ramon. Julie in Valley Springs had it. So did Elena and Chico. Joanna in Manteca had it. So did Enrique in Pittsburgh. Melissa in now look, just wrote Robert City, but I'm gonna guess it's Redwood City. But if Robert City is a place out there, you let me know how Robert City is this morning. But I'm sure it's Redwood City. Danny in Alameda, what's up, Danny? What's up? Hope you have a great Thanksgiving week. He had the correct answer, not fast enough. Jackie in Pittsburgh had it. So did Nicole in Boise, Idaho. And I just checked JV Show number one in Boise this morning.
Yes.
That's great. Carissa in Union City had it. So did Victoria in Hayward. Francesca and Vallejo had it. So did Ricky in San Jose. What's up, Ricky? Adam and Hayward also came with the correct answer. So did our buddy Eddie in Pittsburgh. Paula in San Francisco said door dashing.
Yeah.
Close. Very, very close.
But not it.
A lot of other people saying Celsius or scrolling, things like that. Does that bother you that those are the things you're most known for, Selena? That people are, it was highly, you know, a lot of caffeinated guesses and or napping,
should.
Scrolling Netflix.
It probably
binging.
Should, but not really, because it means that you are listening to the JV Show.
Got
so
it.
So I appreciate that.
Yep.
And that's her truth.
Yeah.
Yep.
There is a Roberts, Idaho.
Okay.
Point Roberts, Washington.
But no Robert City.
No Robert City. There's a St. Robert in Missouri.
Unless Robert was another winner.
You combined the two things here. Either way, it says Robert, clear as day. And
dang it!
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to our Yup Nope game.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Melissa from Redwood City. Yeah, not Robert City. It's okay. You guys are on vacation mode. Dang it, I didn't get it quick enough. Enjoy your guys' Thanksgiving. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being on today for us who had to come to work. Have a good one, guys.
Hey, you too.
That was our buddy Melissa in Redwood City. Oh. She had gotten the correct answer, not quite fast enough, in our What the Bleep game. And we give some shout outs, and Jess wrote down from Robert City. And I was like, where is that? Redwood City.
Thank you for that clarification. All right, let's go to the phones. Wildity for nine. Hi, who is this?
Good morning, it's Emma.
Good morning, Emma. What is up? How's it going?
It's going, girl. It's going.
You ready for Thanksgiving?
As ready as I can be. You know, I have my second baby. Life's a little wild, but we're ready for it.
Oh, well, congratulations on the little baby. All right, so this morning...
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, this morning you are playing for these tickets for Demi Lovato. She's coming to Chase Center. All you have to do is win our Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. Got to get three correct, and the tickets are yours. Are you ready?
As ready as I can be, well, super pride, yes.
All right.
Got this.
Here's question number one. What brand of hot sauce uses the slogan, I put that ish on everything?
Oh my gosh. Frank's Hot Sauce.
Yep.
That red hot. Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
You guys a fan of the Frank's?
I like it.
I am. I love hot sauce.
I feel like I don't seek it out, but if it's there, I'll use it. It's good.
Yeah,
all right, question number two. The San Jose area was nicknamed the Silicon Valley because silicon is used to make what? Boobs.
The San Jose area was nicknamed the Silicon Valley, and silicon... The second part is silicon makes what?
It's used to make what? This is the reason it's got the nickname.
Oh my gosh.
Hurry.
Come on. Take a guess.
I mean, tech?
Nope. Tech's a little too vague. Computer chips, semiconductor computer chips. Silicon is the key
thing used to make that. I know why they call it that.
Really?
Interesting.
Okay, well, I guess we all, well, not we all, but some people learned something today. The Silicon Valley is because of that.
It's all good. You're allowed to miss one. Emma, you are still in the running. Here's question number three. In March of 2020, Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID, and that caused what league to can I start that over? Got a little time there.
Yep.
In March of 2020, Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID, and that caused what league to suspend all play in its season?
I'm pretty sure that was the NBA.
Yep.
That
was.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember, he was, like, touching the microphone and stuff at the press conference. And everyone's like, oh, my God, you're spreading it to everybody. And then the entire league shut down. And then the world shut down right after that.
Yeah.
All right, question number four. Fun. Question four, you need this one to win the game. What fashion designer is known for his red-soled shoes?
Oh, my God.
Red bottoms.
Red-soled shoes?
Yeah, red bottoms.
Oh, my gosh.
You know this.
You got
Christian,
this.
Christian.
Louboutin.
Yeah.
That's the one.
You did it.
Nice job.
Leave deprived and all. You did it. You just got these tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to be checking out Demi Lovato at Chase Center next year. Woo! Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, my God. This is perfect. That's what I need to close part of.
Yes. You did it. All right. Congrats. Hang on there for those tickets. Graham.
Yeah.
Do we have birthday shout-outs?
Just one teensy tiny. A lot of people out or off this week, and a lot of kids out of school, except we learned San Jose Unified is in this week and maybe some other school districts, but just one DM shout-out to give. I got one that says, good morning, Graham. Mom in your DMs.
I'm a mommy.
Hoping to wish the happiest birthday to my beautiful daughter, Luna. She's turning 8 today. Thank you. And that is from Mom Karen. So, yes, happy 8th birthday, Luna. I hope you have a great one, and hope you have a great Thanksgiving as well.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. Never mind.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Beautiful morning. It's a brisk 30 degrees here in Utah. Man, I am struggling to get through these 3 days of work until Thanksgiving. I just want it to be a nice vacation, but
guys are helping me look positive, and I love you guys. And this is Amira from Utah. Bye.
Amira from Utah, you got this. You can make it through the short week, but 30 degrees
in
the morning.
I would die. I would freeze.
JV show number one in Utah, but we don't have any plans to visit anytime soon. Too cold.
Even before I learned how cold it was, no desire.
Wow, shots fired at Utah. We're going to drop out of the number one spot.
Oh,
Selena,
I take it back. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Utonians. Hottest things. Utonians.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, actually, and the most talked about stories.
I bet you it's Utahns.
It's very beautiful there, though, right? Like,
it is.
Nature and stuff.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Wait, that's where the secret lives of Mormon wives.
Selena hates the outdoors.
The mom talk people live.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she knows any of them.
Why would Amira just know all the ladies from mom talk?
You never
know. Because I feel like Utah's not that.
Yeah, small population. Everybody knows everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, plus, they're all dating each other's sisters.
There's a good chance. All right. People are talking about Justin Bieber and not going to Hailey's birthday party. And we have a lot to unpack here, okay? Mm-hmm. So all of this started last week. I believe on Thursday, Hailer.
Hailer. That's a good combo name.
Yeah.
Hailer Bieber.
I'm sorry. I'm with Amira. I'm just wishing it was Thanksgiving break already. All right. Hailey celebrated her 29th birthday. It was like a road-themed party. You know, road is her cosmetics line.
Everything was decorated like a street.
No, there was like a cute little cake.
People show up dressed as their favorite stoplight.
She gave out custom goodie bags and a bunch of treats. And people did notice, though, that Justin was nowhere to be seen. Did not go to support her at this party, but a lot of fans were like, okay, well, maybe he'll be there for her over the weekend because this was a weekday.
Right.
Not that Justin is busy on weekdays. He's a celebrity. What do they have to do? So Saturday rolls around. That's where Hailey had a much smaller, more intimate party. And we didn't know at the time if Justin was there or not until the following day where she posted a bunch of things on Instagram. And in one video in particular where she is blowing out the cake, you do see Justin Bieber in the background. So he was there for her over the weekend. Does it make a difference to you that he wasn't there, though, for her at that first party? Should he have been there? That's her husband.
I think so.
I think he should have been there. Maybe it was like more of a company, a work thing, right? So maybe he's less. Maybe he's. Now, look, in a lot of instances, I'd cut the guy or the other partner in a relationship some slack because they got a new baby at home or fairly new. And like they're staying home, taking care of the kid and then company work party. Right.
Right.
But do we think Justin was at home taking care of the kid? That's where I'm like, no, you should have just been there. That dude was taking bong rips and riding dirt bikes. Like,
right. People think that Hailey was trying to do damage control because she saw what people are saying. So she made sure to show, Justin there in the background. She also posted a picture of them holding hands to like silence all of the haters. And what people are saying in the comments about the hand holding, Graham, you're gonna hate this.
Okay.
So because they were both walking with their left foot forward in this picture, everyone is saying they're twin flames because they're walking in sync.
Stop it.
Apparently that means that you're twin flames with somebody.
That's like a 50-50 chance that you both step forward with the same foot, right?
Right. The other thing I noticed, and I haven't seen any comments about this, but it's something that stuck out to me, is the way they're holding hands. Hands cupped, not fingers interlocked.
I'm not mad at that.
I think that's...
Really?
I feel like I do both.
I do both.
You do?
Yeah.
Hands cupped is how I hold my kids' hands. I always go interlocked with my husband.
Really?
Even when your hand's all sweaty?
Even when my hand's sweaty.
Ugh. Yucky. Yes. I do both.
There's also this. He did not post a birthday anything for Hailey.
Ooh.
See, that is a little bit more concerning than anything else.
I'm not mad about that. I'm not posted for birthdays all the time, so...
But when you're a celebrity, people are going to be speculating. I thought you should make sure to post something.
I don't think he cares about that stuff. He doesn't care what's, the tabloid stories and the paparazzi stuff.
But
I think
does.
She does. No, yeah. See, I think, but she does. So he
get on
being
his
a good,
phone and yeah. make yourself a post.
Agree. Yeah. He being a good husband should know that it matters to her. And I think you're right when you say like she's clearly curating these other pictures of her party to make sure that he's there because she saw all the noise from the other posts. So it matters to her. It doesn't matter to him, but it should matter to him because it matters to her.
One more thing on Justin Bieber, and you can see this photo, JV Morning Show, on our Instagram story. He was in Palm Springs doing a little bit of golf over the weekend on Sunday, Graham. Okay. And there are some pictures that came out of him tinkling on the golf course.
Uh-huh.
That's frowned upon, right?
By no.
golf
That's
players?
What I thought it nope. should be.
No, it's oh. not.
Grammys say that people do it all the time because the bathrooms are so far, but...
Like, I think you should go farther into the bushes or, like, find a tree, like, find a slightly more private spot, but, like, I don't fault him for this at all.
Oh, really?
I'm shocked. I fault what he's wearing golfing. Yeah. Are those shorts or is that a skirt?
Wait, I need another look now.
They're jorts. Have you seen these things? They're the world's biggest jorts.
They're jorts.
They're the baggiest, longest jean shorts I've ever seen. They're and he's jorts. Not the very tall guy, so maybe these are pants that he's just wearing. I don't know.
No, it's very Bieber. The jorts are very Bieber.
Yeah. But you should go into a slightly more private area. That's a little more common courtesy.
He's out in the open, yeah. And he was drinking some IPAs beforehand.
Wearing his bucket hat.
I love bucket hat.
Me I'm too. Not here for anything I see in this picture fashion-wise.
I knew you would hate it. That and the Twin Flames, because they walk the same.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, Niners got an ugly win last night on Monday Night Football, but one of the ugliest moments of the game came after the final whistle, as the players from the Niners and Panthers gathered at midfield to exchange pleasantries and say what's up to each other. Niners wide receiver Juwan Jennings, he tried to attack Panthers DB Trayvon Morrig. He pushed him hard, like in the face mask, and took another swipe at him. It looks like he was just ready to fight. Players and coaches had to restrain him. The Monday Night Football broadcast cameras caught the moment, showed it on the air. Initially, it seemed that Jennings was just being a hothead and some trash talk probably spilled over from earlier in the game. But then the broadcast team quickly found a replay of what it was that he had taken exception to, and it was not some trash talk. It was a punch to the huevos. Just before the two-minute warning on a CMC run, Jennings was in blocking. Towards the end of the play, Morrig got up and just punched Jennings right in the underwear eggs. Refs did not call a penalty, even with Jennings like doubled over in pain. It seemed like there was a ref standing right there, but he didn't see it. Both incidents caught on video, so they caught that, and they obviously caught Jennings after the game, so it's gonna be interesting to see how the league doles out punishment for this. Usually it's the guy that retaliates that gets the harshest punishment. After the game, Coach Shanahan, though, he came to Jennings' defense, saying, quote, "A guy took a cheap shot and hit him in the balls. I was really proud of Juwan for not losing his mind."
Yeah, that looks
he
like
got
a hard
him
punch.
Not
Hey, oh, if you'd like to watch this hit, it is on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. You can see Jennings getting slugged, right? And this is a legit, that's a legit punch.
Yeah, no, it was.
Right to the giggle berries. Do you guys think what Jennings' response to it after the game, do you think that was warranted? Now that you've seen the punch, this is a full uppercut right to the Easter eggs.
Oh my God, yes. And he's like hunched over in pain. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. He got a nut.
Wow.
Ooh.
If somebody blatantly throws a punch right at that area,
I feel like you cannot be held liable for how you act after that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's fighting stuff.
Yeah.
And do you feel like the air gets knocked out of you?
Since you guys have never been hit there, it's the worst pain that's possible for a human being. And the pain is nauseating. The pain is nauseating, and it travels up throughout your whole body, and you break out into a sweat. It feels like you're going to vomit. And it's also just intense pain. It's a, multifaceted type of pain that you guys would have no idea about.
Have your kids ever hit you there?
Oh, yeah, of course. Happens all the time.
Ooh. One of my youngest memories is punching my uncle in his for no reason. Like, I don't even know why I would do such
a
thing.
God.
And then I just did. He fought you afterwards, as he should have.
No, there was no fighting. Maybe some crying from him. Like that.
Yeah.
I think that was it.
It happens a lot. You know, a lot of dads can relate to this. You'll be sitting, like last night, you're sitting on the couch watching the game, and your kids decide that the couch is now a trampoline, and they'll jump, you know, leading with their knees right onto your lap.
It
is brutal. But yeah, the crown jewels take a beating sometimes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Good morning, guys. It's Edgar without the haircut. Graham, I don't know how you threw me in this betting mix with the Giants and Raiders, but I never back down from a good bet. Here's the deal, though. If I accept the bet, Jess comes as a package deal, meaning when the Raiders win, not only does she go down, but Graham and Selena, you go down with her. And before you come up with a million excuses, I'll leave you with this.
Wow, shots fired. So on yesterday's show, I proposed a bet because, look, right now the Las Vegas Raiders, they got two wins. Jess's New York Giants of Salinas, they also have two wins. And they're on a collision course for a very important matchup, December 28th. They are going to play each other. And I thought, well, what a great idea. We'll find a Raiders fan. and Jess, obviously being the Giants fan from Salinas. And let's get a wager going. Let's have some fun here. Now, Edgar's saying he'll accept the bet, but Selena, you and I got to be in on it too. Thoughts?
Come on, you guys. The Giants are going to beat the Raiders.
We'll accept the bet, but and if other people get dragged down with him too.
Oh, like you say, so you want some of his family involved, or yes. You want to pile in some other JV show?
That's a good
Raider
one, Selena.
Listeners.
Like, how is that fair?
I am with that, and Jess, I am with you on this bet. I will stand with you on this one.
Thank
I watched the New York Giants play the Lions the other day, and they put up like 500 yards of offense on the Lions, who are a legit good team. The Raiders haven't had 500 yards of offense combined over the last, I don't know, 8 weeks. So I think the Giants are absolutely going to smack the Raiders. So name that bet. I'm in. Now, look, Edgar, without the haircut, was in my DMs, and he's like, I'm down for the bet, but just no chug wheel stuff. I have a sensitive stomach.
Oh!
So let Edgar,
God,
let me just leave you
serious
with this.
Wow. Oh my God.
The ball's in your court, Edgar.
Yeah. Scared of the jug wheel because he has a sensitive tummy. Isn't that cute?
That's very cute. That's cute. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but I want that bet.
In the meantime, new research. How is this new?
Yeah, according to some new research, excessively watching TikTok and Instagram reels can actually cause brain rot.
What? How is this new?
It just is. Trust me. Researchers found that excessive consumption of short-form videos led to poor cognitive and mental health in youth and adults alike. Specifically, poor cognition, decreased attention span, and increased stress and anxiety. And over a prolonged period of time, habitual consumption of short-form videos can actually lead to a gradual reduction of cognitive endurance. This is a weakening of the brain's ability to stay focused on a single task. In other words, uh-oh, your brain is literally rotting. Brain rot.
Yeah.
Now, Selena, I did want to ask you.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I don't know if there's any brain left to rot because you love your short form videos and Jess loves them even more. Actually, yeah. I should be talking to Jess because she consumes about 8 hours of the scrolling a day. A little alarming. But has your house been overtaken like mine? We talked about a little bit about all the brain rot stuff that these kids are loving.
It's actually slowed down a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you are lucky. I am right in the middle of it. All my kid talks to me is about, you know, cappuccino, assassino, and bombabini, gusassini, and chimpanzini, bananini, and literally la la la, and tralalero, tralala, and bombadiro, crocodile. Everything is that.
Yeah.
It's all we talk about. And I'm like, this is stupid. I don't get it. His brain is actually rotting, of course. And any words of advice? I don't know. I don't know how to handle this. I can't only take so much of this.
Because my son, he would go on to either my or my husband's YouTube account, and that's where he was watching all of these things. He was also watching some like Roblox gameplay that I didn't really like because just of the way they talked, and he was picking up, you know, terms and things I didn't really appreciate.
Yes, that's
him
the thing.
Saying.
My kid's playing the Roblox of the brain rot, and everything comes back to me. Dad, I just got a ballerina cappuccino and a Coco Fonte Elefanto and a Burbolano Liliano and an Il Cactolo Hip Hop Drop Tatamo and an Orangadini Asasasini and a Trick Track Barra Boomba Doo and a Pot Hotspot and all this other stuff. I can't take any more of it.
Okay, so I don't have any advice for that because they're actually getting it on Roblox. In my house, they were getting it off YouTube, so we put a YouTube ban in place.
So now you don't have to hear about the Bananita Dolphinini and
really
a Crocodilo Pesazzinino and a Mateo and a Macahina Bananina and a Trigoleria Frutotani and a Tracalulu Despas Lustus and an Elefantucci Banucci. Yes, you don't deal with this. It's all me and my kid talk about.
It's just you. Yeah. It's you. That's a you problem.
Yeah.
Wait, so, Graham, how, other than Roblox, do they get your phone or your wife's phone and, like, that's where they view certain content?
I think it's mostly on there. And then there's a song, too, that they'll ask the Google Home thing to play. Play the Brain Rot song. And in there, you're going to learn all about the Pandacini Bananini and the Pinguino Cosasasnino and the Chai Maestro and the Elsa Sacco Sicoloco and the Sigma Boy, of course, and the Alessio and the Avocadini Atapalini and the Chicolaretira Bicicletera. I mean, it just goes on and on, you guys. I can't take it anymore.
Me too.
It's
I didn't
awful
know there was that many.
There's a lot of Italian brain rot characters. A lot of them. I know all of them. That's all we talk about.
Oh my God. I guess if they rot their brain enough, they won't remember them.
So I sure hope not.
So there's that.
Wait, but now yours is rotting like with it.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's awful. It's like you always want to bond with your kid and talk about stuff. And I always assumed it'd be like sports and like, see that throw from Brock Purdy? Yeah. And no, it's all about, you know, crocodile, Esposito, and Chimpanzini Beninini.
Next on the JV show, Graham, you want to talk about iPhones? You know we love our iPhones.
All you guys do.
iPhones. Well, yeah, I meant we as in me and Jess.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, good morning, JV show. Good morning, Bay Area. Edgar, I'm not sure if you have the haircut today or not, but hey, man, if your stomach is sensitive, I'll definitely take the bet against Jess. I know the Raiders are going to most likely lose, but hey, doesn't matter. We get a better draft pick. I'll take the wager, though. If we do win, it will make Jess chug. I definitely am someone who hates on the Niners whenever I can. A couple years ago, I left those Purdy talkbacks about saying he's not that good, and last night, he kind of showed it, man.
Leave the Niners out of this, salty Raiders fan.
This is about the Raiders and the Giants.
Purdy had a tough night. Niners still won. We'll be fine. Don't worry about
us. That's very, very noble of him to step up and join this.
Yeah, no, okay, there we go.
So now we need one more person because obviously there's three of us
here. We gotta make it 3-on-3.
Yep. It needs to be 3-on-3.
Yep. Yeah. Any other takers?
Yeah.
Leave us a talk back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm right there with you, Graham. My daughter talks to me about Ballerina Cappuccina and Espanora Senora and Sussy Bacas. And I don't know what's going on anymore.
Same girl, same. No clue. We were just talking about a new research study that showed excessively watching TikTok and Instagram Reels can actually cause brain rot. And then I was talking about there's this huge trend on Roblox, all this other stuff, of these brain rot characters and their mashup Italian names of all these different things. It makes no sense to me. A lot of people are listening like, I don't, what the hell is any of that stuff you just mentioned? That's what it is. I don't get why, but kids are obsessed with it.
Good morning. This is Jessie from Fremont. Back to the kids YouTube thing. My daughter all day long will say Ballerino Cappuccino. So you're not alone, Graham. Have a good one.
It's all my household talks about right now.
Oh my God. Isn't it weird how like all of a sudden they have like perfect Italian accents too? Mm-hmm. It's like, how are you?
Yeah.
Since when can you do that?
And I'm like, how can you, like I just tried to read off a bunch of these things in the last segment. I butchered every single one of them. They come out with perfect pronunciation on the tra-la-la-la, tru-la-la and stuff. And I'm like, what?
Oh my God. Can I ask a maybe stupid question about Thanksgiving?
Sure.
Because I saw a post. It was somebody, I'm assuming from over the weekend, post about how they were in a grocery store and they saw a guy buying a frozen turkey. And this person was like, good luck having that thawed out, you know, in time for Thanksgiving. And then somebody commented and was like, no way. It takes 4 days to thaw a turkey. How long does it take to thaw a gosh dang turkey?
It depends.
There is a calculation you can use based on.
And it really takes days?
Amount of pounds that it is. And yes, hopefully.
I've never had to make a turkey, FYI.
Hopefully, if you have a large bird, you've begun the thaw-out process, probably. Yeah.
That is crazy.
It should be out by now, yeah.
And if not, you're screwed?
If not,
if it's still frozen,
it's
you're screwed?
Teeny tiny one, then.
We got to move it into the fridge, right? Can't just throw it out on the counter because won't part of it get too warm and the inside will still be thing and then it's just a bacteria thing. I don't know. I've never cooked
that
turkey
right.
myself.
Maybe it, because I had seen something where it said, like, if you, I guess, don't have as many days to thaw it out, then you would, I guess, put it in water?
Yeah.
To help the
water
thaw.
Speed
it up.
Water thaw.
Yeah,
got
we all do that one, right? With some frozen chicken or something. You're like, I got to get this to thaw out. Just run it under the sink for a minute. Butterball turkeys, they have a hotline every year you can call.
Really?
The Butterball helpline if you need help cooking it or any advice on cooking
it. Oh, that's cool.
Turkey. Yeah, they have operators standing by currently to take your call.
I love that. All right. We do want to talk about iPhones.
All right.
iPhones in general.
Yeah, there's a new trend, and I guess this is good news for Android phone users because, now look, this is just what they've been seeing a lot in London, is that thieves there that normally, you know, are stealing phones, they've actually been returning and or discarding, like, so you can get back your Android phone. So if you ever get robbed of your phone there, they're seeing lots of incidents where the thieves then return the phone if it's an Android. If it's an iPhone, you're out of luck. And they say that's due to iPhones having a better resale value on when they go to try to sell it again. And Androids, they say, don't have as much value on the resale market. And so a lot of times the thief, as they've begun to run away with your phone, realize this is a Samsung or whatever, and they'll bring it back to you. So I guess that's one... good piece of news for us Android users. You have less to worry about when it comes to getting robbed.
Like, they will bring it back and return in person? Like, yeah. Wouldn't you then know, like, hey, you stole it?
Yeah, but they're still going to run off. Like, what are you going to do? Put them in handcuffs? Place them under a citizen's arrest? You're just happy you got your phone back.
Maybe they come back and they're like, ah, got you. This is a prank.
Like, hey, I found this. You dropped it.
Yeah, just kidding. LOL. Here you go. Have it back. It's a Samsung.
But I'm surprised that... Well, I mean, I guess there's still ways, even if your iPhone has like a passcode and stuff. But I feel like it's so easy with Find My iPhone to find your iPhone.
I know.
So I'm surprised that they're like, yeah, these are the ones that we'll take.
I mean, these thieves have thought of everything. Yeah. There's ways.
Point. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that does make me, well, I don't have an Android, but I was going to say that does make me feel better. But it does feel good knowing that I have like the more coveted phone.
I guess, but more likely to get robbed and have your phone not returned. So there's that. It's got, there's positives and negatives, I guess.
I guess so. I don't know. Maybe we got to get one of those slings that Apple was selling not too long ago.
Yeah, the Apple sock.
Oh my God.
The
What's
Apple
it called?
Sock, yeah.
The Apple.
The Apple Pocket?
Pocket. Yeah. Do you think that's going to be a hot Christmas item this holiday season?
Hell no.
Oh my God, no. It is not.
What happens if all the celebrities start wearing their Apple Pocket?
They're so ugly.
If I see like Cardi B walking around with one and it actually looks cute on her, it's something I would consider.
Oh,
but I can't imagine it looking cute.
They're so expensive. I think if they were cheaper, it'd be...
Right, and they're expensive for no reason, but you could easily buy a dupe.
Yeah, that's you know. Point.
You don't want to be caught with a fake Apple Pocket. What if... The mockery.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
And I will admit, we have not been doing this as often as we should have.
I want my green bean casserole. I want my green bean casserole. Give me green bean casserole.
Singing that with your eyes closed.
I think everybody driving, singing along right now is doing the exact same thing. Otherwise, you're not fully in the Thanksgiving
spirit.
You're
not even doing it right.
Right.
Love it.
I know a Raiders fan is not trying to come after the Niners because they threw a couple picks.
They did.
Anyways, it's Angie. Happy Tuesday, you guys. Go Niners. Let Brock air it out. Whatever. It's not like, you know, Tom Brady never threw picks. Anyway, have a good day. Bye.
You do not upset Angie, number one Niner fan that we know.
Yep.
And some Raider fan calling out Brock Purdy. Not on Angie's watch.
How dare you? All right, we've been talking about this bet as well. It was Edgar that brought
Edgar
it up.
Without the haircut. He wanted to make a bet between the Raiders and the Giants. I brought it up yesterday that there should be some kind of a wager because both teams are equally awful in the records department, both two wins, and they're going to play each other December 28th. And I was like, we should have some bet between Jess. But then Edgar left a talk back saying, no, it's got to be the entire JV show.
If Jess is going down, we're going down with her. And I said, okay, well, Edgar, if you're going down, other people got to go down too. And we already got one other person
that joined in.
We played their talk back a little while ago.
Good morning, JV Show, the city set from Water Creek. All right, I don't know how do I join this bet, and I'll record myself drinking anything. If I lose the bet, I'll run down the street drinking in my Christmas thong. I mean, let's go. You guys really want to bet? Let's bet. No regrets again. All right, have a happy Tuesday.
Sadie, I feel like you do that for fun, so that is not going to be
That's
part
a
of
good
the deal
point.
Here.
I don't want to see that either, just to be honest. Oh, wait, so he's not part of the three? We need a third there in the bet. It can't be Edgar. Other talk back. I got to look back and see who left that. And then Sadie said.
I think Sadie.
Okay.
I think we got our three.
All right.
Right there.
There.
I love it. All right. I do want to make sure we have time to talk about Ed Sheeran's new Netflix special. Have you guys come across that? Have you seen it? It's called One Shot with Ed Sheeran.
You said this is on Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, nope.
It's on Netflix. It's an hour long special. And I will say it's good. Okay, because it's a lot more interesting to watch.
Hour of Ed Sheeran.
It's a lot more interesting to watch than like a regular musical production where someone's just on stage performing, because you see him interacting with people and he's walking through the streets of New York City and he's catching cabs and he is, you know, performing. He surprises a couple that's getting engaged. He goes to this birthday party and he's doing all these different things all within an hour. And it is directed by Philip Barantini, who is the same person that directed Adolescence. If you remember, okay, this is Netflix's Emmy Award-winning show that was taken in one shot. Do you remember, okay, we talked about that here?
Yep. Oh, that's right.
Same director. So this one shot
Ballartini,
with Ed Sheeran.
Cassanini, you said?
Yeah.
Was this is the director's name?
Philip Barantini.
Cassanini. Cappuccini, yeah.
So same thing with this Ed Sheeran special. It was taken in one shot. I will say, and this goes without saying because I think everybody knows this, oh my God, Ed is so talented.
He is very talented. Yeah.
Oh,
very, very.
My God. His ability to just pick up a guitar and just go. As he's walking, he's just performing.
His mind is just different.
It honestly is. And I did want to ask Graham, mm-hmm, if you would be one of those people, because everywhere he goes, people are like, a jaw drop, like, is that Ed Sheeran? And there's people following him with their phones and they're running up to him and they're taking selfies and he stops for everyone. He's so nice. Would you be one of those people?
Nope. I would watch.
At all? Not even recording from afar?
If he cruises up and does some street performance, like, sure. Yeah, I'm going to watch. It's Ed Sheeran. I'd probably take a picture because the video, like, what am I going to do with
would
that?
Would you run up on him, Jess?
I think if everybody else is doing it, I think I might.
I know you would.
It's Ed Sheeran. Hello. I would try my best not to get in his personal space because I'm not trying to be one of those people. But like, if I can at least from afar do a selfie where he's in the background, that'd be kind of nice.
How many tries do you think it took to get the one, just one shot?
See, I did want to ask one that. Try. I don't know. I will say, and there are some skeptics, people thinking it wasn't really truly done in one shot. I honestly do think it was one shot, but that's not to say that things weren't planned out. Like, you have to
It has to be very well scheduled out.
It is so planned out for him to know to start singing at this point and then to walk up on this couple that's getting engaged, but you still have one verse left to perform that in front of them. Like, it is so meticulously timed out.
Yeah, it's all staged.
And I think that gets misconstrued with people thinking this is a spontaneous thing.
I haven't seen it. Oh, yeah, it's definitely not a spontaneous thing. That thing has to be super well timed out. Right. That's why I'm wondering, like, did they actually get it on the first try or did they go back and start it over? Like, no, we didn't get there at the right moment. Cut. You know, if you, like, you're 10 minutes into the 1 hour shot or whatever, how long it is, you start again. Who cares? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I need you guys to watch this at some point because... Mm-hmm. You can tell it is very planned out. Everywhere he goes, there's already a crowd waiting. Mm-hmm. And somebody did point out, because there are journalists that are like, come on, this thing wasn't just done, you know, spontaneously, which clearly it's not. You go in the very beginning, he catches a cab in New York, and that driver, like, bad acting, you know, right off the rip. But then he goes to certain sections, and there's his band waiting for him, and there's already, like, an audience there. And clearly these are people that knew what was going to be going on. Otherwise, they would have had to sign a waiver after to be in a Netflix special.
Exactly.
You know, all these people, everybody walking on the street, on the sidewalk, they already
knew. Can't put their face in it.
Yeah, without
their consent.
Exactly.
Did you say right off the rip?
Yeah, I meant to say off top, but whatever.
I kind of think that's like a cool new expression.
Camila Cabello.
Right off the rip.
Camila Cabello also makes an appearance in this. He comes out of a building and, like, who does he run into, coincidentally? Camila Cabello is just driving alone in New York City.
I had no idea you were going to be here.
He's like, hey, can I have a ride?
At this exact time.
Yeah, can I have a ride? Camila, I got to be at the surprise birthday party in 10 minutes. She's
right off the rip.
Hop in. You guys, it is the worst fake driving.
What in the fake driving is she doing?
It is the worst fake driving. And they're singing in the car. And you can tell, like, it is really cool to see because my husband is like, how are they doing this with the camera angles? It's one shot. How are they going from following Ed walking out of the building to attaching the camera to the front of the car? And, like, as it's going over bumps, the camera's going up and down. But because it's one shot.
Yeah.
And so I really think it was. But there's people that are like, no, it panned to a tree here. They could have cut there.
Yeah, I mean, it would be very easy to make a cut. But if you are hanging your hat on it being one shot, I'm sure they did. But I bet you it took a lot of practice and planning and practicing that camera swap from the walk to attaching it to the car. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that stuff was all very well. And like you said, it has to be... all staged out because you can't be putting people in this thing without their consent.
Right.
And it's all timed out and there ain't no way that Camila Cabello has ever driven a car in New York City ever.
No.
Right.
By herself. You know what I mean? Like, just not possible. Sorry. So
I think just don't go into this with the expectations that, like, this was not scripted. That's how my husband is like, oh, this is fake. I'm like, what do you expect? Like, it's a production still.
And it's still, like, there's some skill
but
that goes
fake.
Into
it.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, it's planned out, but that they never said, you know, a real life, authentic walk through New York City with Ed Sheeran. They said one shot.
1 hour in the life
of
Ed Sheeran.
They just said it was taken in one shot. They didn't make any other promises.
Right. So it's just one camera shot.
Yeah, that's all that says.
Not guaranteeing anything that the camera is actually shooting. It's just one camera shot. Got it.
All right. Anyways, still do recommend because Ed, he's just so good at what he does.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, Kate Beckinsale, we know her, right? Actress from the UK. She was on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and she said that her daughter's boyfriend laid two eggs.
How? This is strange.
What are you talking about?
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police
on
me.
Yeah, I don't know if there were chicken eggs. I don't know what kind of... He laid two eggs.
He laid two eggs in a week.
Who did?
The boyfriend did.
He laid two eggs in a week. Is that a British thing?
Well, no, I don't know from New Jersey.
What does that mean, he's laid two eggs in a week?
Well, he said, I've laid an egg, but it had a shell and a yolk.
Hold on a second.
So he says, she says, no, she was saying that, like, this happened and, like, he laid an egg and cracked it. And there was, like,
yolk.
There was a yolk in there. It was like an actual egg. She said it looked a little more hard boiled on the inside, like it had cooked in there.
What?
An egg came out of his body?
Yes, I'm not out of his mouth or ears. It came out the route that it would come out of a hen. I mean, he went to the bathroom and then was very surprised to find that he had laid an egg.
Are you sure it wasn't one of his testicles?
I'm absolutely certain.
I think a lot of people thought that.
I love Jimmy Kimmel.
No, she says that it happened, that there was an egg left. And he was really freaked out about it happening.
What in the twisted Easter Bunny are we talking about?
I don't know. It's some sort of like medical mystery, according to her. So he lays one egg, and then later on in the week, she gets a call from her daughter, who's like, it happened again. He laid another egg.
What in the weird rich
They're
people?
They're pranking her. There's no
I
way.
I don't know. I think she was there for the first one.
What, like, hey, guys, something's about to happen. Get in here.
Or I don't think he knew that it was going to happen. Like, I don't know. But she says after the second time, the daughter is like, I'm trying to send you some pictures.
There were photos of the egg.
Don't see it.
Very much so. Yes, I do.
Tell me that's
what
not an egg.
What in the world?
Like, something happened. Twice.
I don't believe it.
Maybe the egg was in there, but maybe it got... like placed in there?
That's
like, there's no way the inside of his body was making an egg.
Hey, she's already thought that. She's like, are you sure you didn't put that there? And she said that her dad was quick of the theory about how he was going to the bathroom and maybe there was a bird nest out the window and one of the eggs fell.
My God.
And she was like,
not possible.
And she was like, you were quick with that excuse. Did you put the egg in there? And she's also asked him, hey, do you take any sleep medication? Maybe you put the egg in there while you were sleeping. Like,
what
she's already
sick,
she's already ran through
this?
Every possible scenario and they don't know. And even Jimmy Kimmel posted this clip to his YouTube and said, if there are any doctors out there that know what happened here and might be able to help, like, please let us know. Like, they're trying to figure out why this man is laying eggs.
It's got to be a weird ambient thing. And then he's going to the fridge late at night and grabbing a couple eggs.
But think about this. And even Kate was like, although I don't see how putting one in there and then, you know, taking it back out, how would you do that without causing injury to the egg? That seems very hard to do.
Yeah, but eggs are incredible. With even pressure, an egg is incredibly strong. If you put an egg in your hand and apply even pressure in your fist on it, it's like really hard to break. Same thing. Remember when we tried it on the show one time? I tried to crack an egg like with my bicep and put it in there.
Yes.
And dude, I was flexing full steam and that thing didn't want to break. So it seems like there's probably a way to do it. Why is the big question, but everybody's embarrassed to tell that story when they go to the doctor.
Well, we're going to test it out on the JV show. We're going to draw short straws. Everyone take their straw.
All right, let me grab mine.
Grab mine.
Jess is the shortest again. Yeah, see, look, you didn't see mine.
I hate you guys. We have no sticks in here.
What in the...
Isn't that the weirdest story ever?
Nobody had this on their 2025 bingo card. This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
And listen, I believe in a lot of things, not this.
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody that can... Well, I mean, maybe it was a hard-boiled egg.
She did say it was hard-boiled on the inside. I don't know.
Okay, so that makes it less likely to crack, right?
But what
yeah,
is
Yeah, I guess.
He's lying. Nobody was actually in there.
It has to be something that she truly believes happened for her to go on Jimmy Kimmel's late night talk show and share this story and risk getting ridiculed by everybody.
But usually the most plausible explanation is the explanation. And in this case, it had to have gone in and then come out because your body didn't create this thing.
What if they
Yeah, but if you're the one that put it in there and then it comes back out, don't you want to act like that never happened? You're not going to go run and tell your soon-to-be mother-in-law.
Now, that's the weird part. That is the strange part. But maybe it is a weird sleepwalking thing.
I don't know.
Or somebody probably...
Like you tripped, fall, and landed on a hard-boiled egg.
Like you've never had the dream where you're making an omelet before and you wake up with a bed full of uncracked eggs. That happens to me all the time.
No.
I don't know how you guys sleep, but like that's like a thing, right?
Graham,
that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I know. Do you want to throw something into trending?
Just really quick, if you'd like to get your Thanksgiving really started off nice, make sure you buy your Powerball ticket. Tomorrow's night's Powerball drawing, $681 million. Nobody won. Monday night's draw. So tomorrow night, $681 million up for grabs. If you win, which you won't, but if you do, don't forget about your favorite local morning radio show. Mm-hmm. We would like a piece.
Yes. Yep. Show us how thankful you are for us.
Yes. Good idea. Very thankful, I hope.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Jack from San Jose. I think we just found a new item for the chug wheel. If we can get a hold of one of those eggs, that would be great. Have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
That is so gross.
Selena, I care to explain, because those of us that listened to the last segment, we're still baffled.
Kay Beckinsale goes on Jimmy Kimmel's late night TV talk show. Bless you, Jess.
Thank you.
And she was telling a story about how her daughter's boyfriend has laid two eggs in 1 week.
Like they came out in the bathroom.
Yeah, and Jimmy was like, well, where did they come from? From his body? He's like, she said, yeah, the same way like a hen would lay an egg, you know, from there, like, and it just, he went to go use the bathroom and boom, there's an egg. And then it happened again. And there's photos to prove it. Jimmy Kimmel was blown away by what he saw. They're calling on doctors. Anyone knows how this may have happened, you know, to reach out to them so they can get this man some answers. But as far as we know, he's just laid a couple eggs.
There's only one explanation. We know what it was.
Yep. What is it?
They were placed in there.
I was going to say AI because obviously the pictures and videos, that's not... I don't believe him.
I mean, I would if someone had just posted this online, yeah, I'm not going to buy that either. But we have Kate herself going on telling the story.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of believe that she believes it.
Right. Agreed.
If that makes any sense.
Which is weird. I just had to look up Kate Beckinsale.
Me too.
Really?
I was picturing Kate Winslet.
I don't even remember that.
You don't know Kate Winslet?
She's in Titanic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. I know Kate Winslet.
Yeah, everybody knows her.
Yeah.
It's Wild 94.9. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. I want my green bean
casserole. I want my green bean. You're getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Couldn't get here fast enough. In the meantime, though... What happened at the Sabrina Carpenter show?
I want to know what you guys would do in this situation because, you know, Sabrina Carpenter, she recently finished off her tour with like 20 shows in LA back to back.
Six.
Six. But
that's
it felt like
20. Still insane.
Well, a woman said she went to one of those shows in LA. And, you know, the concert starts. She gets up just like everybody else. They're ready for the show. When a mom comes up to her and her sister and says, "You guys need to sit down because my kids can't see."
Oh,
The woman said that she kept getting so irritated because this mom would not stop. She kept coming back to their row to tell them multiple times, like, "You guys really need to sit down. My kids can't see. This is, you know, their first show that they're going to." I guess the kids were around 8, 9, 10, around there. And they couldn't see because the ladies were standing up in front of them. What do you guys think?
This kid should grow taller.
I was going to say, why didn't you put them in some high heels or some stilts or have them stand on the seat or on your shoulders?
Yeah, or get closer seats?
Yeah,
maybe
pay some more money. Hello, in this economy, and get some front row. That'll solve your problems.
I also think that coming up to people, because I think she had a little bit of attitude, the mom. So coming up to people for a request And throwing in some attitude is never going to get you what you want.
But does she even have a right to request that? Because that person paid money just like you did. Mm-hmm. That person should be allowed to stand, dance, enjoy the concert.
Agreed. There are some times, though, that you wish they'd just sit down.
Look, I get it. I'm sure. There's times I can't see over people, but I would never dare ask them to sit down so I can see. Like,
right. They paid for their ticket.
Right.
I always feel bad when there's people that stand up in front of me. Now, look, and if the majority of the crowd, whatever you're at, a baseball game, football game, whatever it is, or concert, and the majority of the crowd's seated, and then the people in front of you are the type that want to stand and dance the entire time, then you in turn have to stand up. And I always feel bad because I'm taller than the people in front of me there standing up, but I want to see now I'm taller. Now I know I'm screwing things up for the people behind me. It's a chain reaction.
Now they stand.
Yeah. Yes. Still and then none of us get to sit down.
And the person behind them stands.
Mm-hmm. Just sit down. You know, I'm tired.
I didn't know that in like hockey, people get really into the game. Well, obviously they get really into the game, but they're a little strict about whether or not you're leaning forward in your seat. That happened to me when I went to Boston and went to the hockey game there. I was leaned over a little bit in my seat and the guys like behind me were like, can you lean back?
Wait, why?
Really?
Because if you lean forward, the way the seats are set up, like when you go to a hockey game, you're kind of blocking their view. And you could, and in Boston, you know, they care about their sports. Uh-huh. So
is that just that venue?
I don't think
so. Or is
so.
This like
I think,
all?
I guess maybe if it's a good game and you're kind of lean forward and the person behind you can't see.
But you're like 5 foot one. Whose view are you blocking?
I don't know, but he was
even
mean.
Even lean forward.
Right. He was mean. And so obviously I listened because I didn't want to get beat up.
And you just sat rigid and upright in your seat like a pencil the rest of the game?
And I felt judged.
Yeah.
The whole game. But see, like, that's...
You can't get any meaner than people in Boston. Like,
yeah,
don't get
scary.
In between people in Boston and their sports.
So
that's all they've got there.
I know. But I guess if somebody asks you to move at a Sabrina Carpenter concert, it's a little different than that.
Yeah, we're not scared of those people.
Yeah. I still don't think, like, I don't know that I would never make that request.
I wouldn't either.
If my kids couldn't see, then I'm going to take turns picking them up, I guess, and lifting them up so they can see. I don't know, but then I feel bad because then I've definitely ruined the people's time behind me.
Right.
But that's when you turn back and look at the people behind you like, and you just kind of shake your head like you're, you know, like a little like, what am I supposed to do? And then you like kind of point at the people in front of you. Then they understand, right?
Yeah. But maybe have the kids stand on the seat or something and put them at our same eye level. Like that could help them out.
Yeah, I would never ask that of somebody who's there to enjoy the show just like you are.
But sometimes you get to say something under your breath like,
oh, always.
Sit down!
There's some cuss words in there too.
Uh-huh.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm a huge Shark fan, as you guys know. But yes, please don't lean. That's not just like hockey there. By the way, we'd be Boston. That's hockey everywhere. I sit in the middle. In the middle of my section, and if people four rows down are leaning forward, even far to my right, I have to ask them to sit back so that I can see the play on that side of the ice. Just courtesy.
Wow. I never knew that was a thing.
Me neither. I guess it's been a while since I've been to a hockey game. A long while.
I've never been to a hockey game.
What?
Wow. I know. What?
What?
So funny you guys are talking about how standing up at concerts, and the first thing I thought was in hockey, you can't do that. And not only can you do that, you can't do that. If you lean too forward in your seat, someone will tell you something, and you can't get up during a play. You can't go up the stairs or down the stairs during a play. While the game's on, that's what I'm trying to say. And you have to wait, and people will tell you at a hockey game, including San Jose Sharks.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I'm telling you, I learned that the hard way.
I mean, I know about the not walking through, and baseball do the same thing. They don't want you walking down and pushing your way through the aisles right in the middle of a pitch or while, you know, plays is on. You can do it in between batters or whatever. That's common courtesy, but I was not aware of the lean.
Yeah,
can't lean forward.
Lean back.
Don't you be leaning forward.
Yeah,
lean back in that chair.
Lean back.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.